For more than 20 years, Jerry Douglas has been one of Nashville's most sought-after sidemen. He plays the dobro, a brand of slide guitar that's held flat with the strings facing up. Douglas has added dobro licks to more than 1,000 albums. He's worked with Randy Travis, Dolly Parton, and also the jam band Phish. Lately, Douglas has been leading his own band and performing as a featured soloist with Alison Krauss and Union Station. As part of the occasional series Musicians in Their Own Words, Jerry Douglas described for us how he fell in love with the dobro.
I'd always loved the sound of a dobro, but didn't really know what it was until I saw Flatt & Scruggs come and play in Youngstown, Ohio. It was just such a soulful sound and instrument, and Lester Flatt would sing and Josh Graves would come floating underneath him with some long note, you know, and it was just so cool. I raised the strings on my Sears and Roebuck guitar. I was like 10 years old, 11 years old, and a piece of copper tubing, you know, was my first bar, you know. It wasn't a very good tone. And the neck. I came home from school one day and my case had this bump in it. You know, I opened the case and the neck on the guitar just flew up in my face. You know, the glue joint had given up. The guitar was never supposed to be like that. You know, it was too much stress for the neck. So we had to go on this big search then to find a dobro. And we heard about one a couple towns away. So we chased it down, got the guitar, had a metal plate on the top, got in the back seat and started playing it. Yeah, that's the sound. That's it. I got it. It is so vocal anyway. The instrument is so vocal-like, you know, human voice. I can change the tone of it, you know, if I'm like with Allison, I play notes against her, harmony notes against her, and I'm trying to embellish what she's doing. There's a fine line there that you have to watch out for, that you're not distracting somebody from the words. When she's singing, she's the star. The flame no longer flickers. You're feeling just like a fool. You keep staring into your liquor. I played on so many records and so many sessions, country sessions and jazz recordings and bluegrass recordings, and you know, when you do all of those things, you play for all these different artists, you have to sit down and really wonder what you are. So what I did was just sit down in a room by myself with a mini disc player and just poured my head out. I got in the studio and I said to these guys, let's see how fast we can play this song. I'm tired of playing shuffles. Let's leave this behind and see how fast we can play this song and turn it into a bop tune. It's like a Charlie Parker, Fred Flintstone kind of combination going on here. So what can I call this? And cave bop came to mind. I'm a dobro player, but I don't think that I have to hang with tradition so much anymore. Instead of using a drum kit, I used two mandolin players. So I had Sam Bush on one side and Chris Thiele on the other side and told them to be a drum kit. But also, once in a while, just interject into what the rest of us were doing. Just listen to us, and we were all playing off of each other. We'd just take off. I'm really on a mission, I guess, to show people that there is so much possible from an instrument and that it can be as important as a vocal. To go from a sideman role to front and center, to have your own band and play these tunes and people not to worry about words so much. That's really what I'm trying to do.
Jerry Douglas and his dobro. Douglas will be performing Saturday with Alison Krauss and Union Station at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.